The ice house is designed in the typical form of its time as a cup and dome variety. It has a brick-lined underground, pit and domed roof to control the circulation of air. The ice would have been collected from the lake, cut into blocks, and dropped into the pit of the ice house, often layered with straw to make removal easier. This ice house has a diameter of around 5 meters. The better the brickwork, the more efficient the ice house. This one was well built, with the base, which is the cup, still intact, although filled with debris. And half of its domed walls are also still intact. The other half of the dome was destroyed by vandals in 1969. Despite Claremont changing ownership on numerous occasions, the ice house and lake still remain today, with the ice house having Grade 2 listed status in 2007 by Historic England. Did you know the Duchess of Newcastle included the ice house in the sale of the original house to Robert Clive in 1769? She treated the ice as a commodity, similar to that of the exotic fruits and vegetables found in Claremont's Weald Garden at one time. If you look towards the ice pond from the ice house, you have a lovely view of the back of the mansion building. It is hard to believe that the lake here has only recently been dredged and restored in 2018.